All right, guys. Well, we're officially gonna get started here with Shamis. Other people will be joining as we go. It's been a while since Shamis has been on, and in case you don't know her, Shamis has helped thousands of people worldwide fully anchor into their infinite power to create the lives they only dreamed were possible. She knows how to guide you into releasing the lead in your life that weighs you down so you finally find the pot of gold within, turning your shadows into shine. She has been named the Queen of Abundance by clients and has helped CEOs, CFOs, actors, writers, and people just beginning their journey into self-actualization create larger income streams, connect with their twin flames and soulmates, travel the world while thriving, live with passion and purpose, and create anything that sets their spirit aflame. She is a natural intuitive and channel of the divine with an academic background in psychology. So Shamis, officially welcome to today's call.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. And so our topic today, guys, if you didn't see it, it's Abundance 7.0, actualizing your 7D abundance blueprint. So it's such an important topic, and many of us are talking about it right now, you know, abundance and how it's impacting us in all areas of our lives. We don't just talk about money with abundance, right? Like, there's so many different areas that it affects.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what is the 7D blueprint, like abundance blueprint? What does that even mean?
So when we move out of, you know, 3D up into even 560 to get to 70, what we're doing is opening our personal field. So we're sovereign, we're authentic, we know who we are, we know what we want. So the importance of our abundance being in 7D is being outside of an influential patterning or programming. So it's not just being, a lot of people have money, or a lot of people have, you know, all of these different dynamics in their life, but they're still unhappy because they may not know how to use that money in a way that supports their true authentic dreams and goals. Or they may have a relationship, but is it a fulfilling relationship where you can be authentic? You're both growing, you're both doing things that make you happy. You have that harmonious commonality that kind of holds, you know, the relationship together. So you're growing together. So that's the importance of having abundance in all ways within a 7D spectrum, because you're achieving all of this in a way that truly satiates you, which builds momentum, which builds, you know, your life growing in ways that support where you truly want to go.
Interesting. That makes sense. So even if we may have all the money in the world, and you're still not feeling happy or fulfilled, then that is kind of a sign that we haven't yet
reached
where we want to be. Or if we have the best relationship, and, you know, vice versa, best relationship, or it's kind of aligning all of that together.
Right. You'll notice a lot of people who have, you know, like I said, an abundance of something in a 3D or even a 5D spectrum, they have a tendency to constantly be searching, which can lead to hoarding in some kind. So I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, all these people that are gathering large amounts of money because it's never enough. They're not satiated. They have to, you know, they're constantly searching and trying to attract more. And so it becomes this dynamic of that they're still never happy. But when we get to the 7D, we're pulling in, you know, those things, like I said, that satiate us, that truly resonate and truly matter. And so we don't have to keep, you know, hustling and hoarding and doing all of these funny things. We can relax, we're at peace, and we just stay in that natural flow instead of kind of forcing things to get what we, you know, think we need because something's still missing.
Mm. Yeah. And so it's interesting because you felt this topic is really important right now in our world. So why do you feel that? Why are you seeing that?
Because I'm essentially seeing so many people with all of the messages we're receiving from the collective, you know, from society, from the world, from all of these different dynamics, telling people what they should believe, who they should be, what they should want. But it's really hard when you're one person in a collective of billions to stay focused on your authenticity, your flow, what's meaningful to you. So the entire kind of core of this program is authenticity, unburying all of those stories, all of those patterns and programs we're being bombarded with, so we can live in that 7D authentic flow. We are striving for the things that matter for us as an individual. But one of the most important things is we're living on purpose with passion to thrive. So that's where we build that momentum, because all of us have something to contribute to the collective. We're not supposed to be in this box that they put us in. You know, what they need us to be, we were created with a very specific purpose of service, and things are getting really out of alignment as more and more people are losing what that is under all of these constraints.
Yeah. And so do you feel that that's intentional?
Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because the more
think
they-
about it, if people don't know who they are, don't know what they want, that's a great marketing strategy. People keep buying. They're never satisfied. And then they're broke. And then they're locked in and very susceptible to any type of program that you know, whomever may want them to be in to serve their goals. So it makes us incredibly vulnerable. So that's why purpose and passion and abundance are important. It makes us more sovereign, less vulnerable, less susceptible to deception.
Yeah, that makes sense. So the more you get into that place, the more you can kind of, you realize that this isn't what's filling you up. Like, this isn't,
right.
And you can be more discerning and of all of those kind of things. That's it. That's really interesting.
Well, we go within, right?
Yeah.
We'll slow down and say, why am I chasing this? You know, we'll have a tendency to kind of question our own personal motivations more, instead of kind of blindly just chasing after all the rabbits that, you know, the commercials or our friends or whomever is sending out. We can discern and have boundaries and stay focused.
Yeah. So what about the people that are like, I know that there's something that I should be doing. Like, I know I have a purpose. I know I have a passion, and they kind of get stuck in that loop of seeking and finding and doing all, like, why does that happen? Or, you know, then they feel less than, you know, like I can see it, a lack of abundance in that. Like, you're kind of just stuck in that programming of, I have to find my purpose. If you understand what I mean.
No, absolutely. I think what I see as the biggest problem, what I hear a lot with clients when they're first starting this journey is, I've been told this, I've been told that, I've taken this class, I've taken that class. So just like going to college or any other dynamic, the same is true within a spiritual energetic dynamic. Everyone's kind of telling everyone how to do things. You know, like, for example, if you want to channel, you know, they'll say, envision this. Well, not everyone has, you know, clairvoyance. They can't envision it. They can't see it. And so the beauty of, you know, again, abundance in 7D, what we're, you know, striving towards and moving towards with this package is figuring out who you are, how you do things. So again, that inner journey and that peace in that inner journey. So we're not trying to do things a very specific way. And so we want to undo a lot of that programming about how it's supposed to look. How is your purpose supposed to look? How are you going to receive those intuitive prompts? Because it may not be the way that you've always been taught. You may feel it very deeply in your bones. And if you're not clear, right, you may be claircognizant. It's a clear feeling. But if you have all of this discordant energy because you're incredibly sensitive that you're picking up from the rest of the world, you're not going to have a clear feeling. Or if you're empathic, you're not going to have a clear feeling because it's being bombarded with all this other energy. So a lot of the problems that I see are people trying to do it a very specific way that somebody else has told them that they should, or they're not clearing.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense, because I do think, you know, we're interesting as humans, right? Like, we like to do things right, and, you know, exactly. And make sure I'm doing it right. And so we seek outside for that information rather than within. So Right. Really interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely. That self-trust and that self-patience and all of that are kind of a lot of what we work through when we're doing a lot of the release work in this package is releasing, you know, it has to be perfect. We learn to embrace the messy bits as we're learning and growing and beginning to trust ourselves, often for the first time. Many people have lived their entire life without self-trust. Yeah. And so we're going to have to break through some of those habits so that we can release your authenticity. And you can do it your way there, because that is the right way for you.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. So is purpose and passion, are they always tied to money, like getting money?
Absolutely. Money? So we have to have purpose and passion to thrive. Mm-hmm. So purpose is what we were created to do, that no one else can duplicate it. So the beauty of living on purpose is it takes out the competitive aspect and dynamic, because we know that this is something we were gifted with, that we will excel at because it's innate. It's part of our template and our blueprint. So if we focus on that and hone our craft, we will succeed, but we have to, you know, hone that craft. We have to open that up and trust that. And then it takes us out of feeling like we have to compete, because we know it's unique to mm-hmm. us. And then we have this innate passion for it. The other part of it is when we're utilizing our purpose, it's going to change. It's going to fluctuate as our needs fluctuate and change as we grow. And that's a passion component. The way that we do it won't be the same, because it has to be a fire within us that satisfies us. Sometimes you might travel doing what you love. Sometimes it might be incredibly creative. You know, it can be 1,000 different expressions based on what you need at that time to maintain that momentum, that desire and drive to do it, so we don't burn out. And so all of that compounds, it builds and it grows over time. And as does our abundance. If we hate what we're doing, that's a constricted energy, right? Mm-hmm. That means our energy isn't flowing, because it's stifled. It might just drip through. Well, abundance is energy. So if you don't have an abundance of energy because you hate what you're doing, you hate your life, you hate who you've become, who you're surrounded by, whatever it is, you're constricting, you're stressed, you're frustrated, you're overwhelmed. That energy isn't flowing. But when you know who you are and that you do it like no one else does it, and you're doing things that light you up and that you love, that's an abundant energy.
Mm, got it. Perfect. And so how often do we hold ourselves back from living our purpose, finding our purpose, you know, that passion? Like how does that play into all of this? We get scared, or we, you know, whatever it is.
I would say probably 90 to 95% of the time, because wow. I've noticed, you know, in all the fields that I've worked in, most humans are deeply afraid of their authentic self, because generally at some point in their life, they've been taught or told to question themselves. What you feel isn't right. What you're doing isn't right. Who you are isn't right. You need to stop doing or being this, this, and this. So all of that messaging has taught us that there's something innately wrong with us and we can't trust ourselves. We need that exterior feedback, and then it redirects us. And so we lose sight of everything and we lose sight of our goals. When we do that, then we can't, you know, create a life that truly resonates with who we are. So it's incredibly common. So we have to release all of that. And again, what we call the shadows. The shadows are the parts of ourselves that we bury because at some point in time, someone has judged that aspect of us. And then in turn, over time, we often judge it ourselves. And so we bury that deeper and deeper. And all of those shadows, they cover up, you know, our power and you know, our energy and our gifts and all of that. So we have to peel that back so that we have that energy and that power to facilitate, to have that, you know, that gasoline or that drive to create a tangible result, to you know, create the business or attract the job or the relationship or whatever it is that we're striving for. We need all of that to achieve that.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Good. Good stuff. All right. I see lots of questions coming in and I just keep yapping away. So let's look at some of these. All right. Kate Lee says, how do we manifest in 7D?
Naturally and easily. I mean, essentially in 7D, because again, everything I just described is so open. We're not stressed. We're not constricted. We're relaxed. We're at peace with ourselves. We trust ourselves. So we know if we set an intention, that energy will just automatically flow into it. We don't have to do these elaborate rituals and routines and all of these things, because as soon as that thought enters our mind, our energy automatically starts flowing and it's so open, it hits its mark and it's so fast, it's returned to us that quick. So it's a very natural and easy process.
Nice. And so I'm sure once you're there, you know, you don't even question it. Like, you know, you're there, but like, do you go like between though? Like when you're there, can you fall back or?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, that's just the way it works with everything based on what we're exposed to and what we're focusing on. So we can be in 70 and then let's say we decide to move somewhere that has a really dense, heavy energy, for one example. And then let's say we get a little lazy with our energy work. We're not taking care of ourselves. So we're being bombarded with, you know, this thousands of people or whatever, we're surrounded by all of that energy and we're not clearing it off. So it creates this density in our field that can pull us off track. So, but the beauty is that's not super common. We might have a moment where we slip up and then we self-correct. We might go through a really, you know, really intense purge because we're always growing. We're always expanding. So we might go through a really intense purge that really gets us emotionally and we're a little grumbly and it kind of pulls us off. But as soon as we come out of it, we redirect. So because we're in that sovereign space, we self-correct very easily.
Very cool. Love that. All right. And she also said, how can I stay in my energy as a highly sensitive person?
Clearing. Your energy management is a must. The more sensitive you're becoming over since 2020, the energy is becoming really high. So again, the very first thing I do in sessions with clients is clear. I can always tell who's doing their energy management and who's not. Mm-hmm. Because their field will be so full. They'll be the people that say, I'm confused. I don't know what I want. I don't feel like there's that light at the end of the tunnel. I've been doing all of this work, but nothing's happening. And it's because they have so much stuff in their field because they haven't been clearing consistently. Depending on how sensitive you are, you might have to clear multiple a day, depending on what you're exposed to. Oh, you know, okay. If you live in a huge city or if like there's a war going on and you're really sensitive, if there's these little things that kind of pop up, all of these variables, then you might have to clear out more often when you start to feel a little confused or muddied or tired or resistant. You can't feel excited or happy. Things when they're coming in, that's a huge sign you need to go in and clear. And oftentimes what I also find is even if people know how to clear, once it gets really bad, once your energy is below 60%, you often can't clear effectively for yourself. So you'll often need to go to someone else and have them clear you out because you just don't have the energy to be able to push everything out or move everything effectively.
That makes a lot of sense. So, clearing is step one,
always.
Anything else really doesn't stick or doesn't, you know, like process if you have all that gunk.
Well, yeah. Let's say you're doing an abundance practice.
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to one, move your energy to create that connection to whatever it is you're intending to bring in an abundant form? And how are you supposed to bring it in if you're already full of nonsense?
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah. Very, very cool. And it's, and from what you said too, it's not like a one and done thing. It's constant, sometimes more than once a day. Like it's something, a practice that we need to be doing every day.
Unless you live on the moon where there's nothing and no one around you, you're going to have to clear because we're being bombarded all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And someone wrote here too, I feel being bombarded from outer world around the clock. So absolutely. Right. Yeah. Especially today, you know, like we're in such a fast paced world anyway, you know, with social media and news, and it's just like on demand, and it's like,
right.
So you really have to protect yourself and clear yourself.
Right. Well, and people don't realize, I hear a lot from clients. They'll say, I don't watch the news. I don't do this, I don't do that. And I'm like, but you live in the world with billions of people. So depending on how sensitive you are, right? How sensitivity, our radius could be very large. That's how we're able to connect with people. So like if I'm doing a one-on-one session and I'm connecting, I'm moving that energy for a client that's in London, that's how it works because we've developed that level of sensitivity. So that also means we have that same ability to pick up a large amount of energetic and psychic information from all those people around us that we aren't even directly connecting into.
Oh, I love that explanation. Thank you for that. That definitely clears it up. So that's very, very cool. Let's see. Yes, there will be a recording of this that goes out. Makes sense. Yes, fear is a big issue that gets us caught up in things for sure. All right, let me see. Okay, so Cynthia asked a good question. I always thought the best thing to do was grounding.
Grounding is great. We want to be, you know, connected and present on the physical plane. When we are grounding, you know, because of that kind of magnetic, or we could even call it gravitational pull, because of that pull, it does do a little bit of clearing by itself, but it's not the same as the dynamic we're talking about with, you know, really deep psychic energetic clearing. Grounding isn't like this major vacuum that just, you know, kind of sucks everything out. Whereas clearing, what we're doing is we're raising our vibration. When we're clearing, we're essentially raising our vibration so everything's oscillating. That's what a high frequency is. That's a high oscillation rate. So it's spinning everything out. That's more of a vacuum dynamic. It's throwing everything out, like in the wash machine. It spins to throw out that mud and debris. That's what we're doing when we're clearing. So grounding doesn't have that process. When you're grounding, it doesn't create a high frequency field. That's just a little bit of a different dynamic.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Lots of people here talking about the news and how it affects them and how they can't watch it. So yes, for sure. What was I going to ask? Oh, so clearing in this program, in the Abundance 7.0 program, is clearing part of that program? Is there an MP3 on that?
Well, all of them, every single one of the MP3s go through mm-hmm. what we would call a release into a reset process. So okay. The release, it's a clearing based on the topic discussed.
Oh, got it. Got it. Okay. And so also you had said earlier that if you're like 60%, only at 60% of like space, right? Mm-hmm. That it's too much, like that a session or working with somebody or something is what is. So how do you know that you're there? How do you know that that's needed? If that makes sense.
Right. So what I'm saying by this 60%, so when our energy is at 100%, mm-hmm. that means that we have an abundance of energy. So we have a really strong electromagnetic field, our aura, right? Our auric shield. So we won't be bombarded with a ton of stuff because it'll kind of bounce off that shield if it's really strong. So we have that energetic integrity. And then as our energy levels drop, we're exposed to too much nonsense that's triggering our emotions, or, you know, a lot of people that are really negative, or we've overdone it. We've overextended ourselves. We're not sleeping well, whatever it might be. Our energy levels start to drop. Once they hit 80%, our auric field starts to fizzle out. It becomes weak. And then it keeps going in our energy field because our energy is decreasing. Our energy field starts to suck in. When we're at 60%, it's, you know, our energy field, we're being bombarded because it's essentially down. Shields are down. We're being bombarded with so much stuff. It's getting in there. It's wreaking havoc. It's pulling us out of alignment. And then when it's at 40%, it's only in our core running our energy centers. So we're in pure survival mode. And so depending on where your energy levels are, you can detect it. Do I feel like I'm just getting slammed with all of this stuff that's going on in the world? If so, that means that your auric field has started to fizzle out. You're picking everything up so strong, just like it's battering in on you, and you can't concentrate. You can't focus. You can't make decisions. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you want. You don't know what's next. All of those things, because now all of this energy is coming in. As it continues to go down, now we're losing our ability to manifest and attract, because we don't have an overabundance of energy to do all of that. Now it's trying to just keep us running, trying to keep us safe. So manifesting becomes non-existent at about 60%. It's really hard to attract. And then at 40%, we're sick, we're tired, we're depressed, we're anxious, we're, you know, all of these different things, because we're just in survival.
Perfect. Thank you. That really helps picture it all. And you can tell kind of, you know, like for myself anyway, like I've been through all of that, right? Like
right. The journey. Like, haven't you know, we like, all?
Yeah, right. Like you can just kind of see yourself like, oh, well, that's why that happened then and all of that. Right. So, yeah. Wow, that makes so much sense. In the state I've been in the past few years, felt so much of that. So they're asking also, explain the burnout.
So burnout, I think most of us have experienced burnout at one point or another, where we're over it, right? We're tired of the nonsense. We're tired of feeling like we're just kind of, you know, getting by, floating by. We don't feel connected to anything anymore. We've lost that zeal, passion, drive. And we're just fanning the flames of our life, trying to figure out how to start building everything back up again. Burnout can be a long recovery process if we don't draw in you know, the energy we need. When we're in burnout, we often need to have a session and have someone go in, because we'll probably have adrenal fatigue. Our endocrine system could be shot. Our nervous system is often very shot. We're in parasympathetic, we're in fight or flight. We're often, our amygdala is, we have so much emotional debris, our amygdala won't function properly, so it affects our limbic system. So we'll have to go in and have some physiological repairs so that we can even get our energy back to where it's supposed to be and start creating, you know, those harmonic alignments again. So that's a really extreme, you know, burnout, or that's a really extreme domino effect that affects us on every level.
Yeah, that makes sense. So the one question that popped in my head is, so like when you get to this point, so should we not be paying attention to what's going on around the world? You know what I mean? Like, do you get to this point where you're like, ah, you know, whatever, like we're too far in the clouds, you know, like what?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's where our discernment comes in. So what I always recommend, we don't want to pretend like things aren't happening. We don't want to disassociate. Yeah. We are part of this reality. So we need, information is a good thing, but we also need to gauge, do I have the energy for this today? If I don't have the energy, it's probably, like I said, if our energy is low, it's going to slam in. That's going to create a really intense emotional impact. And that can dramatically affect you. That's when we start seeing people, you know, flipping out and becoming really attached to the information in some way. And it deeply affects them and will pull their life out of order. And so we do want to pay attention, but we want to gauge, you know, is this for me? Like, can I do anything about this? Is it directly affecting me? Do I have the energy for it? If you answered no, no, and no, then what's the point? Just stay away from it. It's just white noise.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you for that. All right. So I do want to get to, here's a good question. How do I protect my energy?
The best way is use your auric shielding. Like I said, you know, keep your energy levels up. That's what we do through self-care, right? Like I said, sometimes to get there, we might need some help, but then you want to maintain it. You want to clear, you want to eat, you know, nutritionally, you know, abundant foods, stay hydrated, you know, get plenty of sleep. If those things aren't happening, if you can't make good food choices, if you're not drinking plenty of diverse fluids, or if you're really strict with your diet, so you're not listening to your body and what your unique body needs. Again, you're listening to everybody out there saying this is what you should eat. Then there's a glitch in the system. If you're not sleeping well, there's a glitch in the system. And this is where someone needs to come in and get everything back on track, create that harmonious alignment once again.
So it's kind of like, you know, you may need the help and the support to get to, you know, get things cleared out, get things protected, but then it falls back on us to maintain it and keep it going.
Always.
Not like the one and done kind of thing.
Nope.
Yep. All right. Got it. Very good. All right. So you do have a group process for us, which is expanding your wealth container. Do you want to do the group process? What makes more sense? Do the group process first or work with people one-on-one?
No, we can definitely go in and do the group process and get everybody opened up.
Okay, perfect. Let's do that. All right.
So let's just drop our conscious thinking mind down into our heart space. Just take a few deep breaths and settle into this space, releasing what has been, releasing the day. And we're going to bring in some vital life force energy. So again, that really high frequency energy from source. Get everything moving, oscillating. So it's going to start spinning out anything that's in the way of infinite abundance. So it's creating density, kind of a heaviness, a lack of mobility. So we'll get that all spun out. So we're clearing your space out of that patterning and programming that does not work. We're opening up space. For anyone that their wealth codes are not functioning optimally, they might not have enough energy, they might have burned out, they might have been disconnected, misaligned, whatever the situation is, we're going to go in and repair those wealth codes that are held in your template, in your blueprint. Get them running optimally again. And now we're going to open up your wealth container. So this is an energetic space of essentially how much you can hold. So we're going to expand it as much as we can at this moment. Everyone's container is a different size. Anything that's ready to go that's interfering with the size of your wealth container, let's release it now. Also doing any repairs. So if there's any holes or fractures or cracks, we're going to repair those. This is where we can attract abundance, but it might flow out as fast as it moves in. So we're repairing that dynamic so it can hold. It can fill. So you have more than you need. When we have more than we need, this is where we generally help other people so they can move into abundant, you know, patterning as well. So we're filling up that wealth container now that it's holding. And we're going to create a continuum. So as it fills up, as it continues to grow, because it's continuously releasing in a very natural way, anything that constricts it from expanding. So it'll get better and better over time. Going to release for a few people in the group that believe this process will not work for them. They have fear, they have resistance because so much hasn't worked for them in the past. Let's release that now. Anchoring everyone in trust and grace. Opening up that beautiful heart chakra and high heart chakra so you know you are worthy and deserve to live abundantly. A few deep breaths, just letting yourself acclimate to this expansion. Feeling it begin to move your future timelines in harmonic alignment. Creating a wealthy life expression in all ways. Anchoring that in, sealing it in. And allowing it to continue expanding. Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. Let us know how you guys are doing with that. Would love to have some feedback for Shanice. That would be great. All right. In the meantime, while people are typing, oh, there we got some hearts. We got beautiful. Oh, so, good question. Is it normal to feel nothing?
It can, depending. So if you're already in an expanded space, and there was no expansion that needed to be done, then you, of course, you're not going to feel anything because you're already there. Or it can take a second for it to continue the process. If you've had a lot of really deep programming and patterning, again, at that end, I did that acclimation. It can take a little longer for some people. We did move through that very quickly for the sake of this call. So for some people, it can take more than just those few minutes.
And I think too, like, everybody's different, right? And how you feel energy, like some people
absolutely
feel waves, some people, you know, some people it's just like feeling like a, you know, so I think there's no judgment. You know, I used to put a lot of judgment on myself because, you know, people feel these different things and feel all this. And I never do. I can feel peace. I can feel it let go. Like, I can feel all that. But it's not, how you feel is how you feel. So I don't think that there's any judgment there.
Well, in your clairs and your level of sensitivity,
exactly. You know,
that there's so many variables that it won't be the same for everyone.
Yeah. And like Franny, so she yawned a lot. It can be yawning. It can be burping. It could be like, there's so many different things, you know? So, all right. James says, won't feel warm and gratitude. We have lots of beautifuls. Miriam says, thanks for explaining. Someone felt beautiful expansion and frequency. Someone said they feel lighter with specific clearing in the small of my back. Thank you. Lots of thank yous for that. Nice. Lots of tingling in the hands. Very cool. All right, good. Thanks for that. All right, so I think let's work with a couple callers. Is that good?
Okay, perfect. Right.
You want to explain what you're going to be doing when you work with people?
Well, it really depends on what's needed based on, you know, each person.
Okay.
Always clearing. So I'm all, again, I always have to clear things out. And then, you know, the reset or alignment will be based on, you know, what each individual needs.
Perfect. Very good. All righty. So let's work with our first caller. There's two names here, Susan and Bob. So Susan and Bob, you can unmute yourself.
Okay, Sue.
Hi, Gretchen.
Hello, Sue. Welcome.
Thank you. Great program. It really resonates with, well, Bob is my husband. I have the eyesight challenge, so he helps with the computer and stuff. That's why he puts us both down.
Perfect. Well, you are on with Shanice, so have fun.
Hi, Shanice. My Hi. Question is, I guess spirit now is talking to me. I have that nice gift of being intuitive, but they're telling me to clear the eyesight. Part of my problem is my eyesight is not clearing. I don't understand what they mean by that, but all I hear is clear the eyesight.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is kind of a normal situation that can happen with a lot of intuitive channels. So intuitive channels, depending on, again, their template and their blueprint, they connect into a lot of different types of dynamics and they channel that information. But being an intuitive channel isn't easy because we often see things that are very difficult to see. And we've often, you know, been going through this our entire life. And so we can build, it can take a toll on our eyesight over time, kind of denying and trying to suppress some of what we're seeing that we don't want to see it in the world, in the people that we love or whatever the dynamic is. So I'm going to clear out a lot of that old debris. A lot of it's going into childhood and adolescence, not wanting to see things about people around you. So I'm going to clear that out first. And then I'm going to open up. So sight. sixth sense, as they would call it, things like that. I'm going to open it back up to its proper flow. So the trick moving forward is I like to remind myself when I receive energetic information that it's just information for me to choose, you know, how to use it, or if it's for another person, for them to choose how to use it. So we can just use it to make choices and decisions or whatever the context is, instead of trying to deny it and suppress it because it's uncomfortable. I just say it's just information. That's all. So how is that? I'm opening up so that third eye, releasing that kind of the constriction, the stagnation that's moving, putting a lot of pressure on the optic nerve and how the energy moves through the eyes.
It feels lighter.
Okay.
And perfect. I don't have as much, you're right, I don't have as much constriction. And I guess I see a lot of colors all the time. Is that normal? Like right now I'm seeing the emerald green again, and then it'll go into pink. It'll go into like a blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I could go outside and see the white energy around the trees.
Right. Well, for a lot of people that is normal. Again, we're all so different, but I see what you describe as too. So if, let's say a violet flame or, a blue flame, you know, different things, different energetics are coming through, I will see them with my physical eyes.
Okay.
So I see almost like little, you know, blotches of colors.
Yeah.
If I go outside, I'll like, let's say I'm looking at a tree, I can see a hue, you know, around that tree.
Yeah.
Almost like an aura, or I can look at the ground and see a grid. Yeah.
And I thought I'm losing my eyesight.
Well, you are, your central vision.
Well, my central vision has deteriorated a lot. Like when I see the tree, I mainly right now can't really see the detail of the tree. I see like the white aura and stuff of the tree.
Plus you can't read or write.
And plus now I can't even read or write because of the physical problem with the eyes right now in the physical dimension.
Right. So we, you know, things like that do happen, just so people are aware, when gifts click on, that, you know, there is an adjustment period. So like you're describing, I'm seeing, you know, this, like the energy stuff brighter than, you know, the physicality of whatever it is I'm looking at. There is an adjustment period. If we go through upgrades, the same things will happen depending on our gifts. But again, going back to what I was saying, you had a really big denial patterning. So when it's trying to move, because it can't move through, like I said, that there was a lot of pressure on that optic nerve, and then it wouldn't move through the sockets properly. It was really, really interfering with the cones in your eyes, you know, all of that, from all of that stagnation and pressure, that's compounding the problem. So instead of having your eyesight be a kind of a little goofy for maybe an hour, because it can't move through there properly, it's creating a big issue.
Yes, it's a very big issue.
Right. So I clean that up. But like I said, moving forward is don't try to shut down things you see. So remind yourself it's just information, right? So you're not trying to deny things that you see. I'm not seeing that, meaning intuitively. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. So in other words, it's affecting me then on a physical level, because like you said, you had to clear out the stuff. But I'm almost like my own worst enemy right now, because I thought the colors were from ocular migraines or my eyes were just going completely. So it was always that fear factor in there. So now the colors are just a natural reaction now. Instead of me fearing them, just your let them be. Expanding. Them go.
Yeah, it's your gifts expanding. Like I said, the last 3 years, we've been going through major upgrades.
And this is when all this started.
Yeah, you're going through a major upgrade process, but it's not upgrading properly because of that old denial pattern. Do you see what I'm saying? So you have multiple things going on at once.
Okay, that now I understand why I'm seeing colors. I'm seeing the energy and stuff, but that's part of my gift opening up. But I was so scared by it, I just made myself worse instead of better.
Is your old denial pattern gone?
Is my old denial pattern gone now, or must I do more?
So I opened it up so it could start releasing. It's still releasing because, like I said, it went through adolescence, it went through childhood. Okay. Gifts were open when you were younger, but again, when we you know don't want to see certain things, we start to shut them down. So it's reopening, but now it has to flush that old line.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Well,
do you recommend a session for Susan, Shamise?
Pardon?
Do you recommend a session for Susan to keep going with this?
Well, absolutely. We could go deeper. You know, we could open things up a lot more. Of course, when we're doing this, it's just a really fast, you know, get the major things opened up to have relief. But it's not that really deep work that we do during a session.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. That from the bottom of my heart to both of you. Thank you and blessings.
Thank you, Susan, for joining.
Just thank you so
much.
Keep
us posted for sure.
You are the greatest, Gretchen.
Oh, well, thank you, Susan.
You really are. You're the best host around.
Thanks.
You always have on fabulous, wonderful people that have helped me so much in the last couple months.
She has said that many times. She loves when you host the show.
Yes.
Aw, awesome. Well,
I really do. I can't wait.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Susan. Keep us posted how
you're
doing.
Thank you, Shamise.
Right?
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Blessings.
Awesome. Okay. Very cool. I will say that when it comes to working with healers, helping people open their gifts and all those, Shamise is one of the best that there is. She cuts through the crap, pardon my language, pretty quickly. and she really does. She really is fabulous. So that's just my two cents of working with her in the past. So, people are asking the healing that you do when you work with somebody one-on-one, are they able to receive that as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Someone here, Gina said, my vision became crystal clear during that. So, thank you for that. She says, so very cool. Someone says, I'm totally blind. I feel unique because everything you see, just seeing through my third eye. Oh, that's cool.
Very cool.
Awesome. Just real quick, someone's asking about the group process and they're saying, what if I could not stop bad memories pushing in while healing was happening? Because I think that that's common for a lot of us in a lot of different healing. So.
Well, so the thing to remember is, again, we open everything up. We have to do a release before we do a reset. So during a release, what you're describing is a surfacing. So all of that stuff is being pulled up and out. So you aren't being bombarded. It wasn't just coming in. It's not something you want to stop. We have to allow all of that stuff that we suppressed, you know, that's still bothering us. Any of that means it's still inside and we have to get it out because it's creating an interference. So like I said, the process won't necessarily be instantaneous for most people because if we were already that clear, we'd already have what we want. So there's stuff in there that has to be released to go into the reset. So that's totally normal. That's actually a good thing. Just let it come up and out. That just means you're letting it go finally, which is really great.
And so, and that means, you know, with tears or any of it, like don't try
yes.
to, what about like physical pain in your body? Like kind of like, we
same thing,
like,
breathe through it.
Yeah.
Yep. It just means it needs to come out. It's already in there. It could be just below the surface. It could be really deep down. So we want to just concentrate on our breath and just, you know, thank you that it's finally leaving and just let it do its thing.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you for that. And thank you for that question. I think it was Terry. So awesome. All right. So let's, our next caller, Philomena. You should be able to unmute yourself now. Something should pop up that you can unmute your microphone.
Oh, hi.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you. I was just writing about the a pain in my left side I've been having for some months now, and I can't relate it to anything. So while listening to Shamis about this, things are like putting in place, like some puzzles are like being put together, but not all of it. So I was thinking if that could have anything to do with the releasing in the healing process.
That the pain in the left side, you mean?
Yeah.
No, so you actually do have a hook coming in. So a hook is where someone, it could be literally anyone. I even see hooks from social media, right? Social media is kind of a funny place. People see things about us, but they may not know us or know our real life.
Uh-huh.
So they can get triggered. They can get jealous. They can want to hook us. So hooks can happen in a myriad of ways, but you do have a hook going through. That's where people literally hook in, they cord in and siphon our energy. So uh-huh. I am going to release that. Have you felt?
What do I have to do?
No, I'm releasing it.
Okay. Sorry, you were asking?
So when we have cords or hooks, we often experience kind of a draining. We're more tired than usual.
Yeah.
Things run a really goofy in our life.
Yes.
We'll have. Okay.
Yes, a lot of that.
Yeah, it's really common. So I'm just pulling it out and then I'm backfilling it. So where that kind of hole was through energy filled, I'm just sealing it, filling it back in. I'm going to release a pattern. You also have a pattern that essentially that you created during childhood that kind of anyone can access me anytime they want. It looks like a trauma patterning, whereas as children, a lot of children aren't taught that they're allowed to have boundaries, right? You know, their parents can be, you know, I have access to you. You have to do what you're told. You're not allowed to tell me no, you know, all of these different things, which can often have the best of intentions, but can also teach children if it goes to the extreme, that they can't have boundaries with other people. So I'm going to clear that out where you were essentially taught you weren't allowed to have boundaries. Does that resonate?
Yes, very much. I'm working a lot on my boundaries at the moment, the past few years, because I haven't been able to do that before.
Okay. Yeah. We'll clear that patterning out. So it's a lot easier. And you can have a more, you know, sovereign field. Don't feel like everyone has access to you whenever they want. And you can't figure out why. It's essentially being taught not to have boundaries. We have a very open field.
Yeah.
Perfect. How's that beginning to feel?
I can feel like the energy is like moving from my arms up to my neck.
Okay.
Still on the left side.
Yep. Yep. So everything's cleared out. So now what it's doing is just kind of getting that energy to move through all of the systems the way it should. So you might kind of feel rushes of energy. So it's not being siphoned out and going out. Now it's trying to circulate through the system properly. So everything looks good. It's still
going in the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going in the back right. Spine. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's just going kind of everywhere it needs to again. So everything looks really good.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us today.
Same thing. Thank you for being here.
And keep us posted.
This is our experience. Thank you.
Awesome. Keep us posted as the call goes on how you're doing. All right.
Yes, I will.
All right. Thanks. Right. Let's take another caller. Then we'll talk about Abundance 7.0 and then take a couple more callers. All right.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. Okay, so next up is Gina. Gina, you should be able to unmute yourself.
Hello?
Hello, Gina. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. I'm thank you so much for being here, and it's such a pleasure to chat with you both. I was wondering if you were able to kind of just do a scan and see where my energy levels are at. I feel like a lot of the things that the callers have had have also been helped me to clear some things out, but I'm curious to know kind of where my, what's my baseline?
Okay. So on average, I can't check it now because now, you know, we've done a lot of energy work, so it's high.
Gotcha.
But on average, so most people fluctuate too. So for example, when you're on your own versus when you're with your spouse or your kids, you know, we can have different dynamics like that. So if you're on your own, you know, things, dynamics like that, you're at about a 68, around, you know, different people dynamics, you drop down pretty substantially, into the mid 40 range.
Wow.
So it's below average, most of the time.
That makes sense. Why then I've been working on this healing and process clearing and self-discovery for a couple of years. And I feel like many things will somewhat take in the moment, but I can't hold them there. I feel like it's just, there's a lot of chaos there. And so maybe I need to learn more about how to clear myself, I guess.
Well, you're beginning the process of a burnout phase. So your adrenal function, your nervous system function. Are you generally high stress?
This year has been a tough year. In general, I would say yes.
Okay. So self-care. So of course, clearing, like I said, but for you, the main component why you're experiencing, you know, this really low patterning, the self-care. From what I'm seeing, your self-care is really sporadic.
Yes.
You kind of do it, oh my gosh, you know, it's terrible. I'm really neglecting myself, and you'll dive in. And then as soon as you get yourself up again, it's off to the races again. And so it's back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, that rings true. That definitely rings true. Okay.
So more consistency with that would be incredibly helpful.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was kind of on a good track with that and then decided to adopt a rescue pup, which kind of just took me. It's like, I don't know if that was a self-sabotage move or not, but I now, you know, now it seems like I'm letting go of or not prioritizing my self-care because I have the need to take care of this dog. So I kind of wonder if that's an ongoing pattern in my life.
Resistance. Yeah. So let's do a clearing, because I'm seeing a lot of people saying me, me, me. Let's do a clearing of resisting taking care of ourselves, resisting prioritizing ourselves in our own lives, so that we'll do really, really good. Let's say on that diet or that exercise program or working our business or whatever it is, you know, sticking to our financial goals, whatever it is, we do really good. And then right at that, you know, what we would call the push zone, we go and we can't hold the line. You know, so let's do some patterning on that, helping everyone release that so we can make it through the finish line.
I welcome that.
Every single person on the call, it's going back to childhood patterning. Almost every single person, it's ancestral. It's moving through the family lines, the ancestral lines. So that seems to be the huge component with the self-care resistance for almost everyone on the call that has it.
Wow. Very interesting. Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you, Gina. That was great. Thanks for bringing all of that up for us today. Awesome. Okay. Yes, so much resonates. All right. So let's talk about Abundance 7.0. I am putting the link in the chat for you guys. It's orderjoy2020.com/Shamise23. Again, orderjoy2020.com/Shamise, which is Shamise 23. And Shamise, I'll share my screen to make it a little easier for everybody, if that's okay with you.
Perfect.
All right. So we're going to talk about this program. So we do have special pricing available through the end of the day tomorrow for you guys. So you can take a look at this, see if it resonates with you. The one thing that I want to, before we dive into what this program is, Shamise, when I looked at this, it was really interesting. I want to go down here too. When you start talking about this, you talk about playing a phantom role in your life and the support that, and this really goes back to Gina with the dog too, right? Like wanting to take care of other people and then people kind of taking our energy. And then you also bring up in here that all of these kind of signs, if it sounds like you, you are an energy worker. So what does that mean?
Right. So light workers, there's a really old ancient pattern of inverting and patterning light workers or energy workers into a service, but detrimental service roles. So we look at a lot of light workers, empaths, all of that. We go back into their past lives. They were often monks or nuns, or, you know, they renounce everything for themselves to only be of service to everyone else. That's a really imbalanced, you know, program and pattern, because there should always be a balanced energy exchange. If everything's always going out and nothing's ever coming in, what happens? You burn out, you can't fulfill your role helping other people, especially if you're a light worker, energy worker. We have to have the energy or the light. High energy becomes light. So we won't have that energy or that light to be of service for very long if it's all being sucked out of us. So most light workers and energy workers have been patterned into being of service, which means they're usually the peacemaker in their family, probably as children. Or they're the scapegoat as children. They're the black sheep, the one that gets blamed all the time. Either way, you know, they're being extracted or dumped on, things like that. And then that those roles generally will continue throughout their life. And then if they do open up and decide, you know, I think I want to do energy work, or I think I want to do something in the spiritual energetic fields, they're the people that will struggle with being paid for what they do. And so they'll really wobble through their abundance with their business and their purpose, because they have to release that receiving patterning.
Yep. Very cool. All right, good. Thank you for explaining that. That makes a lot of sense. And also goes in a line with a lot of people that we already worked with today. So very interesting. All right. So let's talk about Abundance 7.0. And you guys can read through a lot of these testimonials and stories. Shamise has worked with a lot of people, and abundance and this area really is where she shines. Hey, look, there's me. Awesome. So let me get down here to what is included. So there's a package A and a package B. Package A includes 8 healing energetic MP3s. So if you can talk about what these are.
Right. So releasing the root. So that's where we really go in. And like I was just explaining, contracts, agreement, vows, a lot of stuff from past lives, ancestral debris, all of that. We have to get all of that out of the way so our energy can even be able to hold, for one, without all of this stuff pulling us out of alignment. It can run properly, and then it can begin to expand with the processes we do later on. So this is the really big one. It's really important when you do these MP3s to do them in order. Please don't skip around because they build one off of the other.
Okay, cool. And is this something like that should be listened to every, here you go, have daily until you know the law? Okay, so there are some directions, but then also, is this something like, are we continuing to pick up chords and, you know, all of this as we go about our life? So should we be listening to this often after that? We can.
So what I recommend is going through the package one time, you know, properly, like I said, in order. Please, faster is not better. So like it says, if you're having an emotional response, it means it's still trying to release. It means that you have layers that is still trying to work through. It's very important that we honor that because the next one can't build unless the previous one is done properly. So if you rush through it, just trying to get the end result, you're not going to get the result faster because it wasn't done properly. So it's really important to honor the process so it works and you can see the real results and, you know, create those tangible effects in your life.
Awesome. And so even like the person that said, you know, they were having negative images coming in, you know, when they went through the process earlier, like those kind of things. If any of that's coming up while you're listening to this, you should continue to listen.
Yes. Yeah, because that's that surfacing, the purge surfacing that I was describing.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, next one, authenticity anchoring.
Right, this is where I was describing. This is where we really open up to who we are. What do we want? What are your gifts? So important if we're trying to create, you know, a thriving dynamic in our life.
Awesome. All right, next one, powerful processing.
Right, this is where we build up the solar plexus. So our power center, if there's any fractures, drains, whatever. So this is where we're able to hold that energy to create boundaries, use discernment, use our intuition, connect into, have the energy to magnetize, to manifest, or to create more in our life. But we also feel confident, you know, to be able to follow through, to be able to do it, to be seen, to be heard, all of those dynamics.
Awesome. Next, follow your heart.
So the heart chakra and high heart chakra repairs, where we're able to love ourselves, love what we do, create a life we love. We know we deserve it. We can trust it. We are worthy. All of those types of dynamics.
All right. Next up, clear creations.
So the throat, being able to speak our truth, being able to speak out loud what we want, what we don't want, be able to say no, be able to say yes, you know, all of those really important things. Plus, if our purpose has anything to do with being a speaker, it could even writing, you know, the same concept. We still need that clear, you know, voice. This one's really important. If you envision yourself as, you know, a speaker, a writer, a life coach, whatever it might be that your voice is required, we need to open that back up.
All right. Next one, well of dreams.
So the well of dreams chakra is in the back of the neck. Super important. Because that's where, when we have an intention, it kind of radiates out and creates a resonance. This is also a highly manipulated energy field. Because if we have any reversals in our system, especially being of service where we can't actualize, we can't stand in what we want, it creates a reversal. So everything goes out our everything comes in, sorry, instead of going out. So we're constantly picking up what everybody else wants, what everybody else needs, and we can't hold that energy to resonate out what we want. So we can't create a resonant field. So we go in and do all of the repairs to the medulla oblongata and all the other processes within our body, within our energy systems to hold a proper resonant field.
Perfect. All right. And then gateway to greatness.
This is where we open up our third eye so we can see the truth. We can make, you know, good choices and good decisions. We're not afraid of the truth. It doesn't make us uncomfortable. And we feel like we need to change other people or, you know, things like that. We honor it and we make our decisions based on that. We can follow. So basically we can trust and follow our intuition without, you know, kind of that emotional feedback that kind of pulls us all over the place.
Nice. All right. And the final one, abundance 7.0.
So this is where we're able to open up to divine support, divine healing, vital life force energy, all of that, that feeds our template, because as light workers, energy workers, especially, we need that divine energy to come in, because that part of our template, that's how we're able to share the energy. Most people who are not light workers or energy workers, they receive that energy for their own personal use. So they're connected into that vital life force energy from source, but, you know, for their energy centers, for their vitality, for their health, for their own dreams and goals, light workers channel more of that so they can share that with other people. So this is incredibly important, especially if you are a light worker or a energy worker, but everyone, we need those proper channels open.
Awesome. And if you guys are anything like me and you know, you're buying this program and you see this and you're like, this is, you know, why I bought it. Don't skip to 9 and go through the process, like Shami said, and go through each one because they build on each other. And that's really important.
It won't work properly if you speed through them.
Yeah. Awesome. Less is better for this, for sure. All right. Slay Your Day PDF.
So this just helps you with that mental focus. So now we've got all of the energy and we've got everything running properly, but now we need, you know, that mental focus to be able to actualize what we want. Energy is great, but we also have action items. We have to follow through with certain things to create really big, tangible results. So this is where we're reminding ourselves, we're creating kind of a mental plan that we follow and that our mind will stay on track. And it's not running over here and running over there. It's like, these are our goals. This is what's important to us. Because we have processes like our reticular activating system in our brain. What we focus on sets the limits of the reticular activating system in the brain. So what that means is if we have a goal and an intention, then, and we're looking at it, like with this PDF, we're seeing it. We're like, these are my goals. That part of your brain, every time it looks out into the world, it will see those things that you said are important to you. If you don't do this, if you're constantly saying, I don't feel good, or the world is, you know, this or that, what you're doing is you're programming that same process in your brain, that reticular activating system. So that's all that you see in the world, because your brain has to filter. It can't pick up all the stimuli everywhere in the world. It needs filters and you set them. This helps you set those filters so you don't miss out on good opportunities.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. And then there are frequently asked questions, which I know someone will ask, can they play these while they're sleeping?
Yes.
Okay.
Not the first time as it states in there. The first time, please, you know, pay attention and participate in the process. But after that, yes.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. And especially pay attention to your reactions, like Shami said. So if you're having a reaction, listen to it until you don't any longer. All right. All right, and package B has a session, a 30-minute session. So how do you know that a session is right for you, Shanice?
So basically, if anything we discussed today resonates, of course, that's a big sign. But also, if your life feels lackluster, if you don't know who you are, you don't know what you want, nothing seems to be going right, you just don't resonate fully with the life that you're creating, what's going on in your life, then something's out of alignment. Because when we're in alignment, we have that zeal, we have that zest, we have that trust, we have that flow. So if you don't have those things, then something needs corrected.
Perfect. Perfect. And is it on Zoom?
No, they're on my conference line and they're completely tailored to what you need. We might have to do soul retrieval sessions. We might have to, do ancestral clearings. There anything that would possibly arise, we will do it during your session.
And do you recommend people listen, go through the MP3 process before having a session?
Absolutely, because let the MP3s do the heavy lifting. And that way, when we go in and do your session, we can do what we call boosting. So all of the really stagnant, anything that was out of alignment, any binding, anything you might have had, the MP3s could go through and release that. So then when you come to your session, we can accelerate everything. We can expand, we can align, we can get everything running based on your intentions now that all that other stuff has been removed.
Perfect. All right. And so these prices are the special limited time price is available through the end of the day tomorrow. Shamise, would you be open to us doing a payment plan for package B, a two-pay option?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
So guys, we'll get that set up. We'll have a two-pay because I'm sure that will help benefit some people. Just know you won't be able to have your session until that second payment comes through, but at least you can get that on the books. So all right, so that's all that I have on that. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen. All right, and we got more comments here. Yes, Jay, there will be a rebroadcast for sure. Cynthia says, wow, this package sounds so deep and complete. Real, real well considered MP3s. And like I said, if you have not worked with Shamise, I highly recommend her MP3s are awesome. Her session is really good. You won't be disappointed in that for sure. All right. Let me see here. All right. So let's take another caller. And if you guys have questions about the program or if it's right for you, please write those in and I'll get those asked as well. So, let's talk to Evie. Evie, you should be able to unmute yourself now.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, okay. Welcome.
Yes, I was listening and I just wanted to, I feel like this sense of disconnection from my brain or just like this fogginess going on and it's not the usual. So I just wanted to find out if you could tell me if there's anything that's going on or what needs to be clear so I could, connect to my goals and my purpose.
Okay. So you do have a lot of psychosomatic processing going on. Are you recovering from quite a bit of trauma?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not uncommon when we've had a lot of trauma from the brain to disconnect from the body, and then it becomes what we call psychosomatic. So a lot of emotional debris lodged in the body where a body just will not cooperate with our head. We just don't feel like we're running on all cylinders. Right. So let's just go in and do a little trauma repair.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Looks like you've already done, you've been working on trauma work for a very long time. It looks really good. It's more kind of the last step. Like I said, getting those connections that were severed built back up from disassociation, from the trauma and things like that. So light workers all already have a tendency to float. When any energies get really harsh, they want to float up into the higher chakras. So you compound that with trauma and you can kind of be a permanent floater, as they would say. It's really hard to kind of stay in your body. So I'm just going to do some repairs on the mind-body connection. And kind of tethering, as we would say, keeping your energy in your body. So you can stay present and you can respond from that presence instead of kind of wanting to float away and distract yourself. How's that beginning to feel?
I'm feeling some, a little bit tightness over my forehead.
Okay. Do you have experiences with feeling like you go somewhere else when you sleep? When you sleep, do you feel like you go somewhere else or you are somewhere else when you sleep?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, you astral travel a lot in your sleep. So I'm also going to shut, you have some, what we would call like doorways open, from going to different places. So I'm going to close those down so some beings don't have so much access to you. That pressure you're feeling on your head was one of them trying to kind of hold you back.
Does it have anything to do with my eyesight? Because it's like very weak.
You mean the beings?
No, my sight alone. It's just like the trauma is interfering.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, the entire dynamic of trauma is not wanting to see it, not wanting to hear it. So a lot of people have problems with their hearing, their sight, you know, all of that kind of stuff. If they've dealt with a lot of, especially like emotional and psychological trauma, that will definitely cause sight and hearing issues, both. How's that beginning to feel? So it's still opening up and releasing a lot of that patterning. Mm-hmm. But everything's starting, but everything's open and it's really starting to flow.
And the beans are not around.
Nope. I closed all of that down.
How are you feeling, Evie?
Oh, I feel like a little bit like a more of an opening, like more lighter, I guess, instead, you know, not as weighted down.
Your voice sounds more energetic to me.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I feel it. I kind of feel like there's more light going in.
Perfect.
Very cool. Awesome. Thanks for being here, Evie.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gertrude. Thank you so much, Chamise. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
All right, let's take one more caller here. Next up, and I lost who was next. Oh, Crystal. Sorry, my dog has a ball. Crystal, you should be able to unmute yourself.
Hi there. I'm so excited. Thank you. Welcome. I actually purchased upgrade your system. So I am excited. And I did schedule a session with you, Shami. So this is preempting all of that, which is great.
Perfect.
So I know I have some lingering abundance blocks. And I think some of that is like physically manifested digestion wise, all that kind of stuff. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay. I have a question. Do you seem to play the role as kind of the dream supporter for your romantic partners?
Yes.
That's incredibly problematic. Nothing's wrong with that to a degree, but what I'm seeing is almost all your energy goes into, again, supporting. And then you only have like 15-20% left, to take care of what you want. So I'm going to clean that up.
Awesome. That resonated with me when you mentioned that earlier.
Okay. So let's also do a power retrieval. So where anyone, or you or anyone on the call, when they're giving their energy away to such an extreme, let's bring it, call it all back. So what we do is within the heart chakra, we call it a heart song. We create a reverberation, and all the pieces of ourselves that have been lost, we're just calling them all back. So big, deep breath, open to receive. Perfect. How does that feel?
I feel like it's in progress.
Okay. Yeah,
it's I can feel it.
Perfect.
Awesome. Awesome, Crystal. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
So quick question, if I may. So yeah. I did sign up for a session this week, but I also heard what you said earlier in the call about taking a bit more time following the program. Would you recommend pushing that out? I kind of felt like it might be good to get a breakthrough now.
Okay. I just make a recommendation as mm-hmm. we discuss. If you feel like having it now resonates, then trust that first and foremost.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks, Crystal.
Thank you.
I think that's so important, you know, with everything that we've talked about today is, you know, we're so like, I need to follow the directions, follow the rules. And it's coming back to like, if it feels right for you, if it's right for you, go with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. Because you know what? You can always take another session too, even later down. Right. So you need it. So, you know, like it's always, there's always that too. So everything is open. So very cool. There was a question I had here. Let me see if I can find it. It was in my head and I completely lost it. Oh, so is this something, so the MP3s in this program, is this something, you know, you have like go through and listen, go through the program. Is this something then like to keep, does it help maintain and keep your energy clear like throughout? Because life still happens, right? And we're still around people that, you know, will be draining us, especially those of us that are, you know, serving.
Right.
So do you recommend like going back, like kind of like, oh, I feel like I need this today?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of people will say, you know, they go through the package properly the first time. And then depending on what's happening, they'll be drawn to a specific MB3. The only thing I recommend is make sure it's really kind of an organic process. It might just pop into your head or, you know, pop up on your screen, something like that, instead of obsessively thinking, you know, do I need to clear? Do I have this? Do I have that? Yeah. That denotes disempowerment. Instead, these are just tools that support you to run your energy efficiently. So again, that trust in yourself and your abilities, and just let them support you when needed.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you for that. I think one thing too that you like to say, like, this isn't a magic pill, right? Like we still have to do the work.
Always.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't believe in magic pills, to be honest. I think some things will work instantaneously, but generally when I see an instantaneous result, it's because somebody's already been doing the work. So it just clicks that piece in. So everything's really kind of based on the work that we're doing, because we are, you know, a creator. We are, you know, these wonderful divine beings. So we have to remember that. We have to stay in it. And that's the entire point of this package is, like I said, authentic sovereignty. So we're not, being influenced or manipulated by anything, and we lose track and we lose sight of what's important to us. And then we're constantly searching. So that's an important component to stay in your power, do your work, and take care of yourself. That's why we're here.
Yeah, totally. Someone is asking, will the MP3s help with twin flame union in the physical reality?
So that the process will assist with harmonious twin flame union, because, again, the entire point of this process is that completed alignment, you know, that true alignment. But I will kind of put a side note on that. It will help with a twin flame dynamic if what you're describing as a twin flame dynamic is true. There's a lot of kind of crazy nonsense out there about twin flames. So within that context, that sovereign truth about twin flames, yes, I will help with that.
Perfect. Jay, how do we split the payment? We're going to get that posted. It will be when you click on the link for package B, you will see the two pay option there. So we need to get that set up. So just give it a little bit and we'll get that set up. Pamela says, Shamise, my grandson still listens to your feelings, love, gift MP3 you gave community several years ago. If I forget to put it on, he doesn't seem to sleep as soundly and will wake up in the middle of the night and ask for it then. That's so cool. So that's very cool. All right.
So Gretchen, is there any way for the people who are still on, we could give a free package B?
Give a free package B?
Yes, please.
Yep, we can do that.
Maybe they could write in with their email if they would like that.
Yeah, and so then how are we going to choose?
You can just randomly choose.
All right, we can do that. So, guys, I see lots of emails. Like everybody's going nuts here. So I would love for you to email me and I will get the list together and then we'll randomly choose from there. So guys, slow down. I see lots of emails coming through. You're going to email me at GretchenPritz@gmail.com. I'm putting it in the chat. GretchenPritz@gmail.com. Please email that. And let me know that you are interested in a free package B. This is only going to be for live callers that are still here today, not replay, so that I can have that. We can have that chosen by the end of the day today. So that will be a package B, a freebie. So very generous of you. Thank you, Shamise.
Absolutely.
Totally caught me off guard. Like,
ooh, all right,
how are we going to do this? So guys, email me, GretchenPritz@gmail.com, and we'll get that done today. So let me see. Can you play the MP3s for other people in the house?
Absolutely.
All right. All right. All right, lots of wows, lots of thanks. What is B? What is package B? Jay, if you look at the offer page, it's there's a package A and a package B. So you'll be able to see that there. All right. All right. Lots of emails still coming through. Do the other people in the house have to hear them, or will they be affected by the connection or even intention?
You can always play the MP3 is on silent, but again, I don't recommend your first time of you listening to them on silent. But if you want to play them on silent for the household, that's perfectly fine. And they will work because they are energetically infused. But of course, if someone is not choosing that for themselves, it's not going to be as efficient. Not to say it won't do some clearing, it won't be helpful, but it's not going to be as powerful as someone that's choosing that for themselves.
Got it. Perfect. All right, guys. So I'm going to give you like 30 minutes to send in your package B requests so that we can get that chosen. So if you can do it, you know, within the next 30 minutes. So 1 p.m. Eastern time, we'll give it to that. And then I will email whoever that is and we'll get you access and all that good stuff. So because for those of you that don't get it, I don't want you to miss out on the special pricing as well. So, all right, that's all I have on my end, Shamise. Do you have anything else you want to add? This was a great call.
I would say just, you know, stay in your light. Remind yourself to slow down, stay present, stay in your own body, your own energy field, so you're not picking up so much that's going on. Because, you know, everyone here is powerful, and either you're running that energy or someone else is. So make it you.
Oh, awesome. Love that. Love that. Thank you. Thank you everyone for being here. Thank you for all the callers for being here with us. And I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week. And Shamise, thank you. It was so lovely to reconnect with you for sure.
Absolutely. Much love. Many blessings.